devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is December the 6th, 2022. A little bit of a challenging devotion for me today. This week, our daily Bible reading is found in 1 John, And in chapter number 4, we find these words, 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So love is an action word. Sometimes we express our love in words only by saying, I love you. And I think that's necessary. That was actually one of the things that I wanted my children to hear those words come from me, that I love you. I also wanted to share that with my wife. However, that should not be the extent of our expression of love. We ought to express love in more ways than just saying, I love you. We should also let our love be known by our actions. God gave us the example. He loved us and sent his son to satisfy his wrath. God expressed his love by giving his son. So today I want us to consider, how do we express love? A phrase I hear a lot is, love you, man. And I hear people use that often. And I wonder what they mean by that. Do they mean that they have a great concern for you? Or do they mean that they want what is best for you? Do they mean, well, I like you? Or do they mean, I don't want bad things to happen to you? I don't really know what they mean when they say, love you. Or even if they say the whole phrase, I love you. But I do know that I love you is not a phrase to just throw around. When I say I love you, I mean it. Love is a word that God meant too. He gave his only begotten son. You know, when my wife and I were dating so many years ago now, I wouldn't tell her I love you. I told her that when I say I love you, I'll mean it. And that's the way I am. If I say that I love you, it's a true phrase. So we need to think about that. How are we expressing love? Yesterday, I was listening to a sermon by my friend Lewis Kiger. In that message, which happened to be on love, he made a challenge to his audience. He challenged them to put their name in the place of charity or love in 1 Corinthians 13. His point is, we can say that we love others, but are the attributes of love evident in our lives? Just think of this one phrase. I think it's 13:4. Love suffers long and is kind. Or, love is patient and love is kind. So can I read that verse and put my name there? Can I read, Mark is patient and Mark is kind? When I place my name there in the place of charity, it causes me to pause. And I thought about that. Mark is patient. Mark is kind. It caused me to think, how do others see me? Do they see me as patient? Do they see me as kind? If I'm going to express the love of Jesus toward others, won't I be these things? I seriously had to stop and consider if others see me as kind. Now, I don't think that others see me as mean, but do they see me as kind? There may be times that as a substitute teacher that some of the kids might think I'm mean, but overall, they hopefully don't think that I'm mean. It seems to me that maybe we can sort of be in the middle on this one. And most people are probably there. Most people I come in contact with are not mean. But are they noticeably kind? I don't know. But maybe we should challenge ourselves in this area. Maybe we should work to be known as one that is kind. Now, we know that God expressed his love by actions. Maybe a good practice for us would be to read 1 Corinthians 13 and replace the word charity with our name. maybe we should consider if we are all of those things. Do others see us as patient and kind? Do they see us as boastful and envious? Do they see us as resentful and rude? Do we always demand things go our way? Do we rejoice when someone else struggles? And we could go on and talk about the entire passage. I can say that I love someone all day long, but what if my actions show otherwise? I am proving that I am not loving. So this week, put your name in a place of charity and see if you are manifesting love to others. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your example of love. I pray today that I will be challenged to display love to others. Lord, help me to be patient and kind today. We thank you for Jesus, knowing that he was patient and kind and he loved us, and we thank you for it. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off. Have a good day.